Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Just to let you know, Mercury will go retrograde on June 7th and will be for about 3 weeks, so plan accordingly. The Autumn Crystal Quest starts on the next equinox, September 21st to September 27th, and we're already a third full. If you have 25, 26, 27 degrees in any of these signs, Taurus, Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn, Aquarius, or Leo, you have the rites of passage to participate. Just send an email to crystals@starseedhotline.com for more details. We're excited to have one of our favorite guests with us this evening. Meg Benedicte is the founder of Quantum Vortex Therapy, radio host of New Earth Central, author of Soul Realized, a teacher and speaker. She leads Quantum Vortex Activation Meditations and is the founder of the Mount Shasta Quantum Healing Center. This month, she's leading Mount Shasta Solstice Retreat on June 19th through the 22nd, which she'll be telling us about this evening. Her websites are newearthcentral.com and www.mountshastaquantumhealingcenter.com. At the top of the show, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing topics of interest to Starseed and sharing some emails from our listeners. And we'd like to thank Fiona, Vanya, and Claudia for hosting the switchboard this evening. And you can call with your questions or comments on 917-889-8292. We also have an online Starseed community at starseedhotline.ning.com. And special thanks go to Tammy for her dedication to the forum. Starseed Hotline's toll-free number is 888-881-0881. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. Remote healing sessions for people and pets are also available with Tammy. If you have a birthday coming up, you can find out how to make the most of your 10 hours of power by requesting your solar return timing. So now I would like to first introduce Anastasia with the Starseed News segment. Good evening, Anastasia. You got to turn your mute button off, honey.
There we go. I'm sorry. Always takes me about 60 seconds to get that thing turned on. Good evening, everybody. It's great to be with you. Good to hear your voice, Arielle. Great to be back on the news. So we'll start tonight's news. I guess it's my turn, so we'll start tonight's news by talking about the proposed adoption of two beautiful galactic horses. One of our very special Starseed has two galactic horses that need adoption. And so I'm putting out this call to Starseed. If you think that you can take care of and be the wonderful guardian of two galactic horses, you need to contact myself or Ariel or Lavendar about this. The horses are named GQ, who's a 7-year-old, and another one is named Star, who is a 5-year-old. Now, Star's grandsire is 2-time American Super Horse Rugged Lark. They're just great horses, and they need to be going to very special homes, people that know how to love and care for these beautiful horses. So pass the word along. If you know of someone that's suitable, we need to find a good home for these beautiful, very special animals. And today about the sun, there has been a sun flare today. The sun has been quiet for quite a while, but sunspot AR2077 did unleash an M1 class solar flare this morning. Now, they say this was an impulsive flare. It peaked this afternoon today, and they don't think it hurled a CME toward Earth, but nobody really knows. So the sun is now coming awake again. And in Indonesia, there is a huge volcano that has erupted there, sending ash spewing an estimated 12 miles into the sky. The powerful explosion took place at Mount Sangiangapi, in an area that plays host to 129 active volcanoes. And of course, it sent that ring of pyroclastic smoke very high into the air. Now, the name Mountain Sangiangapi means Mountain of Spirits. It's been on high alert for almost a year. It sits in Indonesia's notorious Ring of Fire. And as you know, that's an area where a large number of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur in the basin of the Pacific Ocean. Now, this area has a total of 452 volcanoes, 75% of the world's total. Now, it first recorded, well, we first know of a recorded eruption at this volcano in 1512, and they think that it's erupted about 20 times since then. Well, the ashes covered the nation of Australia. Flights in and out of Darwin have been canceled after volcanic ash from this volcano has moved over Australia. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. And in California, the California Senate killed a bill that would enact a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing or fracking in the state. Now, the ban's proponents blame lobbying by the oil industry, which spent nearly $1.5 million in 3 months fighting this moratorium on fracking. The legislation was sponsored by Democratic Senator Holly J. Mitchell, and this would have prohibited all fracking until a scientific study evaluated all health environmental effects for both onshore and offshore drilling. It would have also forced the state's Natural Resources Agency to create fracking regulations. Well, the loss of this proposed bill comes even though two-thirds of voters in California said they supported the ban, and a majority of voters said they would be more likely to vote for a legislator who supported this ban as well. And in spite of that, because of the lobbying toward the legislature, this bill was killed.
Oh.
It's unfortunate. Well, studies are finding that corporations and wealthy elites now control more than 75% of the world's farmland. The UN says that small farmers grow 70% of the world's food. But a new analysis of government data suggests that the land which they control is shrinking. Mega farms and plantations are squeezing small farmers onto less than 25% of the world's available farmland. Now, these say that these mega farms are less productive in terms of the amount of food they produce per area of land. They say that small farms have less than a quarter of the world's agricultural land, and they say that farms are getting smaller and smaller all the time, and if this trend persists, they don't think that we're going to be able to feed the world. So, and this is happening all over the world on every continent. Big farms are getting bigger everywhere, and small and medium-sized farmers are going out of business in record numbers within the past 20 years. Well, there's a wonderful story off the Internet. It came from the New York Daily News, and it's about a goat and a donkey. And it is so touching, and it really does sound like a Disney cartoon or a wonderful, fun movie like that. Well, the story is about this depressed goat at an animal sanctuary in California. Now, this goat went on a hunger strike for 6 days until he was reunited with his best friend, who happened to be a donkey. Well, the goat's name is Mr. G, and Jelly Bean the donkey. They happened to be separated after welfare officials in Southern California said they seized animals who were forced to live in bad conditions, and this was according to a local news report. Well, despite being rescued at the same time, Mr. G and Jelly Bean were sent to different sanctuaries, which really disgusted the goat, because Mr. G spent 6 days in the corner of his new pen at the Animal Place Rescue Ranch in Grass Valley, and he refused to eat anything. And the 10-year-old goat was so depressed, the people were desperate to make him happier, and they decided to track down Jelly Bean. I thought that was pretty clever that they thought of that.
Yeah.
So one of the staff took off on a 14-hour round trip to bring the donkey back to the sanctuary and reunite these two. Well, there's a video of this on the Internet, and it is absolutely adorable. It shows the depressed Mr. G looking so sad, sitting quietly in his pen, And the trailer pulls up, the truck drawing the trailer with the donkey in it. The minute he hears that, his ears perk up. And within minutes of being reunited, Mr. G was back to his old self, wagging his tail, celebrating the donkey's return, rubbing noses, eating out of the dish with the donkey. It was the most beautiful thing. And the owner of the animal place said, "Never doubt the depth of emotions other animals possess. Mr. G's grief was as deep and mysterious as a human's. His joy at reuniting with Jelly Bean was as beautiful and as inspiring as the reuniting of any human." And it is a beautiful little story. So if you want to Google that or see it on YouTube, enter Mr. G and Jelly Bean. It's adorable, and it's very touching. Well, they've uncovered something really interesting near the Great Lakes. A group of amateur archaeologists searching for the remains of Native American settlements near the town of Cheboygan along the coast of Lake Huron have discovered a large quantity of artifacts that they say is of Viking origin. There's a total of 194 objects, mostly made from various metals, and they say include silver, iron, copper, and tin. And they found this on a site that they felt was a Viking trading post. So they say that the Vikings really did get around. Vikings were here. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there is another story about antibacterial soaps that I want to share with you. Now, Minnesota this very month became the first state in the country to ban the germ killer triclosan from antibacterial soaps, from toothpaste, body washes, and other cosmetics. Now, it's not going to take effect until 2017, but they say this is a good news for our health because while triclosan hasn't been proven to be hazardous to humans, studies and scientists have raised concerns that it can disrupt thyroid gland function and hormones critical for reproduction and development, and this is shown true in lab animals. And they also say that it contributes to the development of resistant bacteria. They say there are also environmental effects from this chemical because it's flushed down millions of American sinks. And a University of Minnesota study last year found increasing levels of triclosan in lakes, and this can break down into potentially harmful dioxins. Well, you know, we've been talking about the mass fish die-offs in lakes and streams, and we don't know, but what that has a great deal to do with it. And they say that beside the point, all you need to do to really get clean is just use plain soap and water. It's absolutely no less effective in preventing disease. And already some manufacturers, they say, have advertised triclosan-free products or voluntarily eliminated the chemical as an ingredient. So that's good news. And you might want to be aware of that when you go pick hand soaps to get the triclosan-free. And the Washington Monument is now open. You know, after almost 3 years, the Washington Monument reopened to the public just a couple weeks ago. Well, that's after the 2011 earthquake left gaping cracks that needed repair. So the cracks that needed repair. So the 130-year-old structure needed to be closed for 32 whole months. So it has extended hours of admission now, and it's, again, offering tourists a chance to see the Washington Monument. Do you remember that earthquake that we had that cracked it? It was a 5.8 mm-hmm. magnitude earthquake, so that was a really big one. And it doesn't seem like that's been that long ago, but it has been almost 3 years since that happened. So anyway, and there's a news, some news out from a medical online site called Your Medical Detective, and they are saying that there's good news about how to avoid sudden heart attacks. They say that this information can save your life, so I'll share this with you. They say that when you eat a meal that's been high in fat, like fried prawns and mayonnaise chili or something like that with a lot of fat in it, that the next day often that leads to heart attacks. You've heard about that after Thanksgiving dinners a lot. People eat all this fat-laden food, and then they have problems. And they say that now there's a way to prevent that by taking certain supplements that are going to counteract that in our bodies. And they say that we should take vitamin E, arginine, magnesium, taurine, and acetyl L-carnitine. And they say that these nutrients have been reported to turn off an exaggerated clotting response triggered by a high-fat meal that does lead to heart attacks. So they say that if you're going to indulge, be sure to take those supplements with your meal. And there's a wonderful story about dolphins.
This was out of National Geographic. This is a recent story. A research team was following a school of bottlenose dolphins off the waters of Los Angeles. And they say that the dolphins were feeding in a circle near the shore. They were being observed when all of a sudden one of the individual dolphins changed direction and headed out toward deeper water. Just a moment later, the rest of the school turned to follow this dolphin. Now, they say that somewhere near 3 miles offshore, this dolphin group stopped, and they formed a ring around a dark object in the water. Well, this research group followed the dolphins in their boat and happened to notice that someone was in the water, and they found a body of a girl floating in the water. They pulled her on board. She was hypothermic and barely alive. Well, they took her to a hospital, and she was resuscitated and taken care of. They say the girl was 18 years old. They thought she was foreign because she couldn't speak English. And she had a plastic bag tied around her neck that was sealed and seemed to contain her passport and a handwritten note. So they didn't know what it was until the emergency department officials came out and informed them, these rescuers, that the girl had had a suicide note tied around her neck. Well, after all of this, everyone relaxed a little bit because she was safe and they had been through quite an ordeal, which made the author of this article ask, why did the dolphins do that? What would have happened to that girl if the dolphins hadn't been there? Did the dolphins lead the researchers on a rescue mission to save this girl? And he said that there are many anecdotal accounts of dolphins saving humans, but this was a first-hand account. Now, he said that many scientists do not think that dolphins save humans because there isn't any scientific evidence to support these stories, but he said that he doubts that kind of skepticism very much because he witnessed these coastal bottlenose dolphins suddenly leave their feeding activities and head offshore surrounding a drowning girl and led the people behind them to save her. Isn't that really amazing?
Gives me chills.
Isn't that beautiful? It's just
yeah.
Amazing. So, wow, how much reverence can you have for nature after hearing a story like that? Well, this is a wonderful article from Starseed Barbara. I want to share this about dairy products and nanotechnology. The rapid emergence of nanotechnology suggests that size matters because that if you break common substances like silver and nickel into tiny, tiny particles, which they measure in nanometers, they say which are billionths of a meter, these things behave radically different than other substances. For example, they say regular silver, you know, stuff that we have on our good silverware, doesn't have any obvious place in sock production, does it? But they are beginning to use nano-sized silver particles in the production of things like socks, clothing, and underwear. Why did they do that? Well, as many Starseed know, microscopic silver particles are antibacterial in nature. And so they put these things in fabric, or are beginning to put these things in fabric, so that it will kill bacteria to help eliminate unpleasant foot odor or body odor. Well, according to the Project on Emerging Nanotechnologies, a joint venture, by the way, of Virginia Tech University and the Wilson Center, there are more than 1,600 nanotechnology-based consumer products on the market right now. So if you think that Smart Silver Anti-Odor Nanotechnology Underwear is an intimate application of this technology, consider that the Penn database, the Project on Emerging Nanotechnologies, lists 96 food items currently on grocery shelves that contained unlabeled nano ingredients. I'm going to tell you what some of these brands are. Danone Greek Plain Yogurt, Silk Original Soy Milk, Rice Dream Rice Milk, Hershey's Bliss Dark Chocolate, American Cheese Singles, Crafts, by the way, and more. And so they say that as recently as 2008, only 8 food products were known to contain nanoparticles, and now we're up to 96 items. And, of course, these researchers are raising the question of safety. They say that while these miniaturized particles are attractive to the various industries for their novel properties, we don't know that this is safe. And remarkably, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which, of course, naturally, as you know, oversees the safety of the food supply, they acknowledge that nanoparticles pose risks that are substantially different from those of their regular-sized counterparts, and the FDA has done nothing to slow down this rapid move into the food supply. They're looking at risks for cancer and other kinds of hazards that these kinds of substances pose to the general public and, you know, to the human body. So maybe we could just do without that in our yogurt and our rice drink and our soy milk and our cheese, and maybe we could just do without that in our underwear. You know, our parents didn't need nanoparticles in their underwear, so why do we? Again, it's a case of technology far exceeding our ability, our rationality to know what to do with it, and it's a real problem. Well, to conclude tonight's news, I want to share a wonderful story with you about a woman named Harriet Thompson. It took Harriet Thompson more than 7 hours to run a marathon Sunday in San Diego. That was pretty good timing because she's 91 years old and she's recovering from cancer. Now, this lady beat the previous record for women 90 and up by 2 hours and 45 minutes. She also became the second oldest woman to complete a marathon in U.S. history. Thompson finished Sunday's race in 7 hours, 7 minutes, and 42 seconds. They said it was her 15th marathon in 16 years. She started running the San Diego race at age 76, missing only last year's because of oral cancer. They say that she runs every year to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and they say that she is a one-time concert pianist. She said she has the discipline of playing that's helped her running, and sometimes she keeps pace during a race by replaying these musical pieces in her mind. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. How inspiring.
Isn't that just, it's just amazing. The heights that people can reach, it is wonderful. So that's it for tonight's news, and I'm really looking forward to the show, Ariel.
As are we. And I want to thank you, Anastasia. There was some really great pieces that you brought to us this week. And food for thought.
Food for thought. And we'll talk food again next week. And be sure, all of you that are interested in a galactic horse or two, I think we'd like to keep them together, of course, if you can do it, email us.
Please do. Well, okay. Thank you so much, Anastasia, for the Starseed News. And next I will be introducing Lavendar before we bring Meg on. Hey, Lavendar.
I'm here. Present, okay. Counted for.
Right. Okay, I'm going to open up Meg's microphone here. Okay. Hey, Meg, welcome to the show. So good to have you on again.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Lavendar. It's so great to be here with my favorite Starseed friends. So thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So you got some big news to talk about?
Well, we have a couple events coming here in June, and some are going to be at Mount Shasta, where I now live and have a healing center, and then some will be online with a telecast. So it's a busy month, and it's because of this June solstice event, which I feel like the energy has just been building up all year to this June solstice event. And, of course, as anyone who has been watching the astrology and paying attention to especially the Cardinal Grand Cross that happened in April with the eclipses, and now we have this June solstice that I feel is really a very powerful gateway for activations and for openings more and more to the 5D Earth. And so what I've planned to, just in honoring of the solstice and be able to celebrate it, is a 4-day retreat here in Mount Shasta at our Quantum Healing Center. But it's going to be both indoors and outdoors. We're going to be doing morning yoga and crystal sound healing. We're also going to be doing workshops to help everyone tune in and really activate their soul divine blueprint for their service and purpose and their mission in going forward here into the new earth. And then we're going to be doing some nature walks on the mountain, getting into the vortex of the mountain, going to the Stuart Mineral Springs. So there's a lot planned in those 4 days, and so I'm just really excited to be able to offer this, have a place in town that I can now host retreats at. And so this is June 19th through the 22nd, 4 days. So if that's anything that someone would like more information on, please come to our website at MountShastaQuantumHealingCenter.com or at my personal website, NewerCentral.com, and we'll be able to fill you in on the entire itinerary for the 4 days and help you get travel and lodgings here at Mount Shasta. So that's kind of the main focus of June. But I'm also starting on June 16th, so like in 2 weeks, I can't believe this. So I'm starting on Monday, June 16th, a six-week teleseminar. And it's about, again, helping people get activated in really opening up and integrating their soul blueprint, their soul codes, their soul bloodline, their soul DNA. So we go through a lot of material and activations each Monday for those 6 weeks and helps people get up and running. And it's going to be, you know, just very, very powerful. And then you integrate for a week, and then we got another one, and then you integrate for a week. So it's going to be a lot happening in those 6 weeks. It also includes 3 months of my weekly membership that we meet every Wednesday evening, and we do our Newer Central radio show. I do activations and take callers and do healings with our members on Wednesday night. So you're going to be able to get that included with the teleseminar. It's quite a big package worth over $1,000, and I'm offering it on sale right now for $495. So it's something to help people get really started with their ascension process, especially those who are new to this and just starting to get interested in it. So that starts in 2 weeks on June 16th.
Well, and I have to say from my own personal experience, everyone, the work that Meg does is unique. It's outstanding. It's the most powerful and dynamic thing you'll ever experience. So I just can't praise you enough because
thank you.
I have personally benefited from having a session with you and the way you wield energy, direct energy, clear things. You just find things that I didn't even know was there. So you're just doing so much wonderful work on the planet. So I'm going to turn this over to Levendar right now, and get caught up, and we'll come back. I'll come back when we do have callers with questions already.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Okay. Levendar?
So, Lady on the Mountain, tell us a little bit about what you do with quantum vortex activations. A lot of people that have been listening to you on our show before, they probably know, but we have some new listeners. So just give a little thumbnail sketch of what you do with your quantum vortex activation.
Okay, great. So this is something that was activated in 1997, and so about 15 years I've been working with the sacred geometry of Metatron. My soul is actually an aspect of the Metatron lineage, and working with this pyramid template with the sacred geometry, working with harmonic tones. When you combine all this together, you can actually open up a torus vortex that spins around the outer boundary of your aura. And what it's doing is it's helping accelerate our ascension. It increases your frequency. It's spinning you. It's literally spinning the atoms in your cells faster and faster, and that's how we increase our frequency. It also works like a blender in a way. It blends everything inside it into more union and balance and coherence. So this is where we start to integrate our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, because they've all been kind of warring with each other as we lived in this matrix of duality. And so it works in that way as just a tool, a technique to use in daily meditation to accelerate your ascension. But what I found by getting in it and spinning in it myself for all these years is it works on opening up the chakra pillar. It works on getting all the trauma and all the stuck emotional pain and get the sludge basically out of our chakras. So you start to open up your chakra pillar to become your channel to your higher self, your channel to source energy. And so it's very effective in clearing out energies that no longer serve us and opening up and elevating the chakras into higher frequency, because when we get into these higher frequencies, we're getting into more of pure consciousness. And so I found by doing this process, I was doing it purely intuitively. It was just kind of like trial and error. I didn't know what I was doing. I just to do this or I needed to do that. I was getting some guidance from my higher self, from Metatron. But other than that, it was kind of like feeling my way in the dark. But what I found by doing it regularly, it opened up my right brain. It opened up my pineal antenna. It opened up my ability to access much higher dimensions of our universe. We actually have 12 dimensions. We actually have 12 chakras. I was able to get into realms I had never even imagined. I was able to see what was happening in the astral plane, which is actually quite alarming to see what was happening on the astral plane. I was able to help people by reading their energy field, reading the consciousness in their energy field. I couldn't even have imagined being able to do any of this when I first started spinning the vortex. So to me, it is a universal tool for all of us to work with. It gets the torus actually spinning in our energy field so we can become self-sustaining of our own life force. It opens up the chakra channel so we can build our lifeline back to Source Creator. It's an all-purpose tool. And it's not actually putting codes into our system. It's not interfering with our own soul light body. It's actually around the outer boundary of your field. So it's just working with your entire energy field and helping it evolve and ascend. So it's been, to me, it's just been a lifesaver for me. It got me out of a very dark place. It helped me piece myself back together where I had a lot of fragmenting. And it helped me bring my soul back into my body so I could start to really unite with not only my own essence, but really my soul purpose. It's like if we can't get our soul inside us, how are we going to know who we are or what we're here to do or what our purpose is, what we're designed and coded to do? So it has been an extraordinary journey these 15 years. And so as you can tell, I'm very passionate about helping people work with it and learn the tool and apply it themselves so that they're able to just rocket ship fast like I've been as well. So that's how we do it. Now, these activations, they're all kinds of different activations. Many are to pull out of us the reptilian hybrid human coding that has kept us locked in duality. And so part of this would be the double helix DNA that locks us into duality. Part of it is pulling out like the 666 matrix codes that have kept us targeted by the shadow forces. And so there's a lot that needs to get cleaned out of our system. There's a lot of, it's almost like our body's been our prison. And we need to clear what's been holding us limited in our energetics so then we can actually get into freedom and start to live in these higher realms. These higher holograms actually do exist on the planet. There is a 3D hologram, but there's also a 5D hologram, and it is active and alive and available. And so as we get free of the 3D matrix, get free of all the patterning and the programming that's locked us into it, so we can rise into higher realms of frequency and get into the 5D earth that is just beautiful. And it lives beyond the opposition of duality. There is no counterforce in the 5D earth. So it's a tool to help us get through that process. It doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot we have to clean out of our system, but as we do it, every day we elevate up and get lighter and higher frequency, and we become able to access these really beautiful realms that exist and get out of the karmic trap, get out of the reincarnational trap, start to merge the soul with the physical, where you can then begin to reverse aging. So there's a lot that's happening this year. I've been telling everyone, I feel this is really the breakthrough year where we can get free of the matrix and start to live in the new earth, in the 5D, in a very visceral way, a very real way. So that's just a very quick summary of how we're working with the technique, the vortex, and using it for activations.
Well, it sounds like to me that after a person experiences this, that they get in touch with their natural state and the rites of passage of why they came to the planet in the first place. That's what
yes,
it sounds like. It's wonderful.
Yes,
I want to ask you a question about bloodlines, because I've been discovering something in the last few months it's been coming up with one client after another, and it has to do with before a person is born, they seem to want to come back at certain times in a bloodline that they've been in before. Are you finding that?
I see that, yes, I see that we can find a way into that bloodline usually through the genetics or the birth parents. And it's very specific. And what I have seen, I'll just use myself for example. I came in as a walk-in soul into a certain bloodline that was part of the ritual abuse program, but also the genetic hybridization of the royal rulers or elite. I came into the negative AB bloodline, which is like 1% of the planet, and I specifically chose that. But then I wasn't raised by the birth parents. I was adopted and raised by another set of patterns that I wanted to get involved in as well. So I feel this is true. I feel we could pick the bloodline that we want to work on in this incarnation and or also a bloodline that we have work we still are doing from past life bloodlines, like I mentioned, of like the blue bloods, the royals. So there's yes, I have seen that quite often.
It just seems to be a repeating pattern that's happened. I guess it started happening after Pleiadian lineup in November of last year is when I really started seeing it. The other thing I saw about it was there are some beings on the planet that when they get to a certain level of evolvement, that they have it's kind of like a radionics frequency that turns on in their system, and it starts clearing the bloodline behind them and in front of them. It's like they take care of like seven generations back and then seven generations in front of them. Have you been finding that?
Yes, and I wasn't as focused on the bloodline aspect, but what I've been seeing also, Lavendar, is that as we break free from this matrix, I'm literally watching in people's fields their entire history of Earth while in the fallen consciousness is just starting to ripple out, almost like we're unzipping it out. And it's similar to what you're talking about. We're cleaning it up and closing it down and pulling it out, and that we then really start to live just in this now moment, and it's a pure creative quantum field space and no longer in time. So I am seeing that get cleaned up, cleared up, removed from the earth plane.
The other thing I wanted to ask you was there seems to be a frequency that's tied to sacrifice and service. To keep a person in that usable energy for others where they can't ever rise up and take their power?
Yes.
Have you been finding that those matrixes are getting broken all over the place?
Yes, it does take some active work, active intentioning. You need to cancel all contracts and agreements and vows to participate in the enslavement servitude matrix. And when you do that, you start to shift from being, like you're saying, in servitude to now being in service to the greater good. It's a huge shift in frequency and in consciousness. And so I think what I found is since the December 21st, 2012, that servitude matrix, that kind of martyr servitude matrix, has started to unravel, and it doesn't have the lockdown that it used to have. And so it's been, about a year and a half now, and so it's really fraying and unraveling, and so we can do it now. We can literally just use our heart's intent and our will, our free will, and you can cancel and break it out of your system. Yes.
Yeah, I'm really seeing that a lot of people that are coming to me for readings, they're getting free of that. There's something that starts happening as we're talking, and they all start mentioning it, and then pretty soon they'll grab a hold of it, and they take it to a whole nother level. All I do is just bring it up and off they're running with it. It's just amazing.
That's
these people
excellent.
That are awake and on it. I can't
exactly.
tell you how happy I am to see this new crop of star seeds that are showing up. It's
well,
like
it, so it,
the Band-Aid's been ripped right off their third eye.
Yes, yes, and it's so heartening to see the star seeds now starting to feel their freedom. You know, where you actually it's very empowering now that you can start to shift your reality because you aren't under such control of that matrix. So it's excellent. This is it. This is the year. That's why I call it the year of the breakthrough. We are literally breaking free of it.
Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah,
what do
yeah.
you sense about the timing of some earth changes? Are you feeling anything that's coming up on us pretty soon? I've been really feeling a lot of movement from the Ring of Fire out there in the Pacific, and
yeah.
I'm also feeling like that we're going to have more and more volcanoes start erupting.
Yeah.
Have you been tuning into that at all?
I haven't as much. I think that's part of our problem is I'm so up here in this little remote town on the mountain, I'm not paying attention to that as much, but I do feel, especially since the Grand Cross in April, it felt almost like we were on shifting sands, like we had one foot in one world and another foot in the other, and everything was very fluid underneath us and moving, and so that might be what I was picking up, and as you're talking about it, it does make sense then why that would show up as earthquakes and volcanoes.
Yeah.
Because it literally does feel like the grids underneath us are shifting.
Well, you know, the last 4 months, we've had a full moon at Starseed Galactic Degree.
Yes.
The last 4 months, yes.
I know, that's extraordinary.
Very.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't seen that for 19 years, so I said,
wow.
This is marking something on a 19-year eclipse pattern. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, that must be what's helping us break free this year then. Wow.
And let me ask you, are you finding that some of the newer people that were born after, say, 1981 and then 1991, are you finding younger people are finding you?
Well, they're showing up here at the mountain, and they don't know why, and they're just, like, putting up tents and camping because they're being called here, and they will come in to when I do meditation circles for the community, you know, they'll pop in, and they are just the most beautiful. They're so clear. You know, they don't have much of the matrix on them. They don't feel like they fit in because they're not assimilating into the matrix. So they're so beautiful. So we call them rainbows up here, but they're just so beautiful. And they really are helping us ground this new earth in, the 5D earth in. They are wanting to live in that now. They don't want to be in duality at all. And they're aware of it, too. It's just extraordinary. Now, as far as working with me on a one-to-one, not as much. It's still a lot of the older wayshower starseeds that I seem to be working with and activating. But the crystals and the rainbows definitely are migrating, it seems, to sacred sites. They want to live in the new earth.
Well, I think that a lot of these kids that were born after 1980, I know when I was told to take my information, write it down, and secure it away for 25 years, that it was really for the people that were born after 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Said that they will need this information later. And so that's what I did. I secured a bank vault with this information. And I am noticing that I am getting more and more people that were born during that period of time. So I was just curious to see. But now that you're telling me that they're showing up on the mountain, well, that makes
yes.
a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are. And they're just wide-eyed and looking for spiritual activities, you know, and they're ready.
Yeah. I think this new group of young people on the planet, a lot of people aren't paying attention to them. They don't really give them any credence, but I know they're the silent sleepers that one day will rise
yeah.
up and make a big difference on this planet. I just know it.
And yeah, and you
kids.
Can feel them. You can feel the power
in them. The ones that are,
them.
You know, just about, 30 years old now, 25 to
yeah.
30, and they're starting yeah. to have their own children. Yeah, it's a whole crop of star seeds that will really make a difference on this planet. I really believe that.
I have a few young men in around that age, 25 to 30, who want to be in the center. They want to do, like, sound healing. They want to we're opening up an herbal elixir bar in the healing center. They want to work there. Like, they just want to be involved. And that's that group. And they are very motivated.
Are you seeing a lot of what I call the Tesla kids? This is, and the way you notice them, they all look like David Copperfield. They have dark hair, the dark eyebrows, and the dark eyes. Do you see this particular characteristic, physical characteristic, showing up at Mount Shasta?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Most of these younger ones dress pretty much like hippies. They've got long dreads, and yeah, they're not that look. Not yet.
Okay.
Now I'll start looking for them now that you mentioned them.
Yeah, well, I notice at different times they start showing up. You know, they start showing up and saying, "Oh, I've got a free energy device. You want to see it?" Yeah.
Interesting.
So tell us about some of the things that you've seen while you've been there on the mountain. We know that a lot of ships come and go from there. And have you experienced seeing a lot of different ships or lights, or, you know, give us some information about what you've witnessed since you've been there?
Well, when I first got here, this is late 2012. I was called here to be here for the solstice on 2012. Moved here from Los Angeles. And I realized it was going to snow, so I had to get myself a car, like an SUV that would drive in the snow. So I came down the mountain into the flats of California to buy it, because there weren't any cars for sale on the mountain. This is a very small town. As I went to turn back and drive back up the mountain, it startled me. It was a very brilliant light that just shot down the sky into the mountain. And I was like, holy cow, what did I just see? So that was my first experience of it, because I lived in a city all my life, so I've never seen this kind of phenomenon before. Then when they open up the mountain up at the top of it called Panther's Meadow, and it's very sacred Indian land, American Indian land, and it's only open from July to October. It's really such a shame, but it does get snowed over. And so when they open it up for those 4 months, I'm trying to get up there like every week that I can. It's completely swarming with fairies. Like, the whole area is so alive, and the frequency is so high. I'm nourished every time I go up there. Well, at the top, there is a spring that literally rises out of the ground from the mountain, and it's a very sacred spring, and it comes down through Panther's Meadow as a river. And right behind that spring, my assistant last year showed me a circle of trees. It's at least probably 8 trees growing out of the same trunk, and then they split into a circle of very tall pine trees. And everything inside the circle is all twisted in a vortex energy. Like, it's the energy that's coming out of that circle of trees is profoundly strong. And apparently we have tons and tons of people coming over from Japan because they feel that vortex in the circle connects to Mount Fuji in Japan. And so they make the spiritual treks to come here and connect with the mountain here, and then they bring it back to Mount Fuji. And so it's quite a powerful vortex coming out of that space. And so I've been just using that now in my meditations remotely, now that I was able to make a connection to it live. So that is a very powerful place where I felt a lot of movement coming in and out of the mountain. I feel like my ship moves in and out of the mountain, but I also feel a lot of presence of the Ascended Masters here as well. I know that we have the I Am reading room for Saint Germain, very strong presence of Saint Germain. I work with Melchizedek and Metatron and Michael, and they're just very strong here. I have to admit, I'm not as connected to the inner mountains, and whatever you want to call them, beings of Talos. They feel like they're probably a six-dimensional group,
So I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm not called to work with them. I'm working up with the Ascended Masters instead. But that's been more of my process here. There are times where, and it was actually, I think it may have been the last time I was on your show, Lavendar, last spring or summer, a huge cloud ship came over the house during the time I was on your show, and then it disappeared after the show. So amazing.
I remember that. You sent me a picture. Someone sent me a picture of that. Yeah, I thought that was, yeah, very timely.
I haven't seen anything like it. Yeah.
Very timely.
So I'll just tell you, I'm looking forward to the summer because they'll opening up the mountain soon and can get up there and start to commune with all of the beautiful beings. Now, you know, during the months that the mountain's not open, it's quieter here. It's a tourist, it's definitely a tourist season. So during the winter, it's much quieter here. But the mountain literally is alive. Like, it will rumble and wake me up in the middle of the night. You can just feel it moving and almost like it's a breath, you know, it's inhale, exhale on this mountain. It's very alive. The nature is so healthy, like just all the plant life and the animal life, so healthy. It's just a gorgeous place, just gorgeous.
Well, I'm yet to make a trip there, but I want to come and see you.
Oh, I'd love it.
Next year, I hope that I'll be able to do that because it's been calling me for some time.
Well, let me know, and we can even have you be available at the center if people want to get readings or do a presentation. Yes, whatever I can do to help get you here. Let me know.
I would love to go up to the meadow that you were talking about, the place that they're opening up in July.
It's gorgeous. They're open through November 1st is when they close it every year. And you go up, like, the town is about 4,000 feet. I think we go up to 8,000 feet. We drive up. You go up high. And you just see the entire valley and lakes, and, oh, my God, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, gee, I can't wait to go. Several of my clients, they've been up there. They go up there sometimes for their solar return, and I hear a lot of things that happen to them while they're there. So I just, it's one of the places that I feel like that I might want to take a small group with me up there to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's
fabulous.
Do that. Let's just plan on it. So, Arielle, are you there? I want to be able to turn it back over to you so that you can go to the switchboard. I'm sure we have a lot of people that would love to talk to Meg. So, Meg, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much.
I will be sending you an email soon about your solar return also, okay, about the date and time, okay?
It was great to connect with you, Lavendar. Thank you.
Thank you. Back to you, Arielle.
Okay. Well, we do have callers that are waiting to speak with you, but I need to ask you if you are taking questions or if you are going to open up the floor for doing activations and, you know, doing what you do so well. So when you're in the mood.
Okay, yes. Yes, we can do both. We can open up to questions, and I'll just let it flow if Spirit is giving me any guidance to do any kind of shifts or clearings or activations, then we'll do them.
Okay, great. Well, I'm just going to go down the line and start with the person who I think has been waiting the longest. So right now I'm opening up the mic for Jim. Hello, Jim. You are on the air with Meg Benedicte.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, Jim.
Since you're doing clearings, I've been taking advantage of a lot of this cosmic cross going on and the blood red moon and just being super, super, super still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if there's anything you could see in my energy field that would help me even remain even stiller, I would appreciate it very much.
Okay. Where do you feel that the interference comes in to pull you off your balance, off your still point? Is it more mental? Where do you feel that it is
mental.
Bothering? Mental? Okay, and this is usually the case for most of us. So let's. I'm just going to work now. For those who are new, when I work with someone, we're working in the quantum vortex. It's a collective vortex energy. So if you actually have anything that resonates with what we're doing with Jim or any of the other callers, it will start to also move and shift in your field as well. This is why I love working with groups. It's everyone gets to benefit. Okay, Jim, so I'm going to connect to your – I always zero into the still point. So we go right into the heart solar plexus, right into the core center of gravity in the body. And it's here that I connect to the soul presence and the spirit team. And let's do this. Let's start to – what I do with the vortex, it spins anti-clockwise, counterclockwise, right to left around the energetics, around the aura. And we're going to use it to pull, almost like a vacuum. We're going to suck out, pull out any interference in the mental body that's creating a disturbance or OCD or anxiety or fear or insecurities. These are the things we want to move out. This stuff gets in from the astral plane. This is not our own energy. It's not our own consciousness. And so what we do is we focus on our own energetics. Each and every one of us has a unique soul signature, our own energy signature. And so by contrast, we start to spin out what does not match your soul signature. This way then, you don't have to lock onto every single thing and identify it all. We're just going to kind of do a massive spin out, Jim, of focusing into the mind where it's been hard to hold the inner calm, the inner stillness. And we're going to use the spin to start to move out all energetics that do not match your soul signature, that is coming in from the external matrix, that is divisive in its programming, that is trying to hold you locked down in a prison of low energy, low frequency. All right, we're starting to get things moving. And we just command it to move out. We command it to spin out. It does not have permission to be here. Start to get it flowing with the vortex out. I always move energy back to source light, so we aren't just spewing this stuff back into the astral plane. We're moving it into the light, so it's transmuting. Whoa, and now we're going to start to pull out any entanglement with the web of the matrix. So this could be where you might have actually attachment cords into the mind, where the mind is actually locked down in a prison, or there's energy frequency fences that are blocking the pineal. All right, so we're getting more coming out, and get the entanglement out. Popping out. All right, good. Things popping out. We also want to scan and spin out any implants, any chips, any artificial intelligence, any tracking devices, anything that's been interfering with your own inner mind. That should be a private mind. Okay, good. More spinning out. Command it out. Beautiful. And we send them all to the light. And then I'm also getting, let's focus on our left brain ego consciousness. The ego is just it's a very low primal part of our human self, and it only knows what it can see and touch and feel. And so let's start to move anywhere the ego is trying to resist our ascension or lock down our energy. It can show up in body tension and the neck and the head and the shoulders and the stomach. So we're going to start to move any ego resistance into the light of source. So just there we go. We start to shift that now. And let's dissolve it into the light to unlock any body tension, any resistance. Because the ego will interfere with the mind's calm inner stillness. There we go. Good. More moving out. And then let's now fill in what we've been clearing with the soul presence. So, Jim, we're going to bring the soul coming down a stream of golden light. The soul energy signature comes down your chakra pillar. Let's bring it into the mind, into the brain, especially into the right brain. So you're just breathing the stream of soul light down into the head, into the physical brain, into the pineal crystal. There we go. We're starting to get it coming in. We want to fill in with soul truth, soul consciousness, soul light, all the areas we clear. Ooh, it's just flooding into the inner mind and the third eye. Ooh, just call it in, spin it in, breathe it in.
pulling in more soul power, soul truth, soul consciousness, soul knowledge, and wisdom. Good. I can see that moving into the right brain. The ego's in the left brain, and we're filling in to balance with the right brain, which is our intuitive brain and our multidimensional brain. Whew. Getting in, filling in. It's your energy signature marking into the mind that this is your private mind. This is your territory. Excellent. And what I do when I'm working in meditation in the vortex, I imagine that I have like a hanging crystal pendulum in the center of the mind and in the center of my heart. And I bring them into stillness where they aren't swinging through polarized energies. They're just, we just start to bring them into that stillness in our mind and our heart. It's a great tip. It's just a great technique to use your intention to go into stillness.
Great.
Ooh, I can feel that. Good. So again, what we're doing is we're learning how to master the mind and the emotions, and this, of course, is the path of enlightenment, and it's challenging. It's very challenging. But we have this interference that's making it even more challenging. So by using the vortex and clearing out, you're opening your channel now. You're opening your pillar, your chakra pillar, for soul presence. So this is flowing down and in. It's beautiful. So thank you for that. I'm sure everyone was able to benefit from that. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. I've been really barely setting my intention to be totally still, like water.
That's it.
I mean, you know, perfect. like a clear water. Just anyway, thank you very much. I'll let the next person move around. Namaste.
Namaste, Jim.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Bye-bye. I really love that pendulum analogy.
That helps.
That just like, wow, you know, you stop the pendulum swing and it just hangs still. That had an effect on me. I'm just going, yeah.
Excellent.
Cool. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay, so I'm going down the switchboard here. And let's see. I have some notes here that I'm looking at. So next we are going to be talking to Darlene. Hello, Darlene.
Uh-huh.
You are here with Meg.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Darlene.
You're welcome. Hi. I would just like to see if you could do any clearings on me also.
Okay, and to help me focus in, is there anything, any area that you're feeling blocked or you're struggling with, and that will help me zero in?
Being able to hear my guides.
Hear your guides, okay. All right, so I'm going to just tune in to your still point here in the heart and the mind, Darlene. Connect with your still presence. This is something that we all want to open up, is our inner mind, inner antenna. And so I work with the pineal crystal. So the pineal is actually covered in microcluster crystal. So it works like almost like a multifaceted diamond crystal. It's in the center between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. It's surrounded by brain fluid. So it's in a sense it's like an island surrounded by water. And when we begin to bring the light of the soul signature, the soul frequency, let's penetrate it right down into that pineal crystal diamond. You're just going to start to fill it, and then it overlaps into the water around the pineal, and that water is conduit, so it starts to pick up the light frequency. All right, there we go. And it begins to create a magnetic field here in the center of our brain. It operates like an antenna. And so let me just work with you for a minute. Everyone getting their light, soul light, flooding into their pineal crystal and into the fluid, brain fluid around the crystal. It starts to create your soul tone, your soul frequency, your soul sound right there. It creates an antenna. And what we want to do is start to direct, as you can think of like a radar dish, we're going to start to point it up to your higher self, up beyond the 12th chakra pillar. So you're going up into more of the higher dimensions of the Godhead, where our higher self is. And so I just point my pineal antenna up my pillar. Go, there we go. We start to adjust it up.
focused upwards to the higher self, locks on the higher self's antenna pointing down to your mind. There they go. They're starting to link up. And what we want to do is create a circular network of communication, uplink, downlink, lower mind to higher mind, down to lower mind, up and down. You start to rotate up and down, up and down. There we go. You're starting to get the flow moving. It's a current of your soul's light, a current of your light frequency. Woo, here we go. Starting to get it linking up. And I'm feeling your feet magnets trying to ground this because we're working with light current. We need to be grounded. So everyone has feet chakras. They operate like magnets. Let's lock our feet onto our grounding platform on the base of our aura, onto the earth's grid. It's a crystalline global grid. There you go. Start your feet locked onto the crystalline global grid into the earth energy. There. Beautiful. That will run the current even stronger. So this is a problem, you guys. You need to get up and ground your feet onto the crystalline grid every morning. That way then you can run the light current into your body and not short out and blow your circuits and be able to actually run it. Oof. Still activating some more, darling. It's opening up some more. And what I found is when we lock our antenna onto our soul signature, our own light frequency, it's like you're tuning into your own radio station. You're locking onto your sound waves, basically. It's your soul sound waves, your radio station. That way, then, you're only bringing down your communication network, your own information. You're not pulling in all this garbage that's around us in the astral plane. That actually confuses us. You're only locking right onto your light current, your soul signature, your higher self, and bringing in just what you need so that you're not getting any distortion or interference. Does that make sense?
Yes, Meg. I can feel everything that you just said and everything. So now, once I'm locked in, now what do I do? I mean, do I just leave it alone? I mean, do I
no,
stop it?
No, actively.
To, huh?
Actively use it. You actively use it. So what I do is I
all
send
the time?
Up. I work with it daily.
Oh, okay.
I do. I send up what I need to know, what I need help on, what I need insight on, any kind of support you need. I send uplink to the higher self. And then I stay very open with my pillar so I can receive the response when it comes in. It's not always immediate. Sometimes I'll get the information and I wake up in the middle of the night and you have that aha moment. Oh, there it is. Okay. So I just stay open and receiving and tuned in to receive the response.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I could feel everything you were doing. That was
Ooh.
Great.
Yeah, and make sure you lock your feet. Lock your feet down, everybody, because you're going to need to be able to hold the light current running. Yeah. And it just takes practice. Just takes practice with it. It's almost like you're opening up a new circuit here. You're using kind of a new mental muscle. So it does take some practice to focus there.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Excellent. Great
Thanks
question.
Again.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Darlene. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Next, Meg, we have a question.
Okay.
The mic open. This is Dagmar. You are on the air now with Meg, and you've got a question about the 666 matrix.
Ah, yes.
Yes, I was wondering, Meg, if you could tell me a little bit about that matrix because and where I could find the information because it's hard to find it online. And also just a technical question. Sometimes when I connect and bring light in, I feel like I'm going to explode, like I can't take it. So I try to pull it towards my heart, and it seems to lessen the impact. Is that the way to go, or do you have other suggestion?
Yes, I would definitely. I always target first into the heart chakra because the heart center is like the main hub of your energy body. So I bring the light down and in and fill it first and let it pool and nourish me in the heart center first. And then it will begin to disperse through the biocircuits to the rest of the body. And if you're finding like you're you need to ground because you might be blowing your circuits if you're overloading. So make sure your feet are into the earth energy. You're on the crystal grid. So that way then you're able to assimilate the light current without overdoing it. And also, too, I know at Lavender and Ariel's website, Starseed Hotline, they definitely talk about supporting your electrolytes with silica. You need to take silica if you're going to be bringing crystalline light current into your system. I drink lemon water every day. You know, whatever you can do, I take ionic minerals. I take a bunch of stuff because I'm pulling light in all the time. So you need to help the body be able to metabolize the light without getting ill or getting headaches or overdoing it. So that would be something I encourage everyone to look into. And now, as far as the 66 matrix codes, these are hybrid codes that are centered into the pineal hologram. So, you know, we just did an activation at the pineal crystal. It's our human antenna up to the higher dimensions, into our higher self. But we also have at the pineal what is called the master cell or master receptor cell. And this is a hologram of the entire biology of our human body, of our DNA. This way, then, we can go in and work on clearing or altering, updating our DNA in the master cell, and then it will begin to ripple through the physical body through the RNA. This way, you don't have to go after every cell and do it. You can just work at the master receptor cell. It's located, again, center of the brain at the pineal. And I work here quite a bit. This is where I found the matrix codes, and these are inserted, genetically re-engineered codes dating back to Atlantis, and the 666 codes is keeping us in carbon-based cellular structuring, and what we're trying to do is convert it to crystalline, and so we need to pull out the 666 codes so that you can actually start to convert your body to crystalline light, crystalline cells. I did a workshop on this where we went in and did the clearings on the March equinox. And so you can find that at the website at our online workshops and download that and work with that if that is something you're finding you need some additional work with.
Thank you. And just quick follow-up, is grounding to crystalline grid the same when I imagine that I'm just locking myself to the core of Earth, or is that different?
No, it's very different. Okay, so because what we have now are multiple holograms live on the Earth. And so if you, and I know all of us in years back, we just went to the center of the Earth. And then about 2000, I started hearing from the masters, stop doing that because it's getting so polarized, it's actually making you ill. You need to no longer root to the 3D Earth grid. And so I unlocked and began to work on getting myself onto the 5D crystalline grid. It's now all around the surface of the planet. So you don't have to go to the center of the physical Earth anymore. You can take your grounding platform, which is crystal based, and just set it onto the crystalline global grid and merge them, where you're literally rooting the light down your legs through your feet into that crystalline grid. And there's over 150 sacred sites all around the planet on the grid. These are pyramids and Stonehenges, and here at Mount Shasta is one of the sacred sites. It's the actual root chakra of the 5D crystalline grid. It's one of the reasons why I had to move here, is to be able to ground this new earth here. So you can choose. This is very important to everybody. We use our left brain to ground our physical body. So you literally with your eyes, your human eyes, you can see you're sitting on a chair, your feet are locked onto the earth, and your left brain is grounding you into your physical body. Then you use your right brain to access the crystalline global grid. So you're going to do that through imagery, through pictograms, through intentions. And so you can choose, and it doesn't matter where you live. You can locate onto one of the sacred sites and lock on there. I locked onto Giza into the pyramid template for 15 years. I did not live in Egypt. I lived in Los Angeles. So you can lock into wherever you're drawn, and you can't make a mistake. Just follow the energy. Follow where you're drawn. You can join me here at Mount Shasta if you want to lock on to this sacred site. Every one of these sacred sites is a very powerful vortex spinning. It's an actual spin point on the grid, similar to what we see in like acupuncture, you know, where the meridian lines overlap. It creates a spin point. And so these sacred sites are a very powerful vortex spinning. They're all spinning counterclockwise because our planet spins counterclockwise. And then you can utilize the momentum of the sacred site's vortex to keep your own personal vortex spinning. So I would just, I have, Dagmar, I have at my website a lot of blog posts, I think, and events that have the link to where you can locate the map for all the sacred sites of the crystalline grid and see what you're drawn to.
Thank you. I will be at your retreat, so I'm sure I will be welcome to Moksha.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, yes, you will. You'll get it firsthand.
You.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Dagmar, thank you for calling, and I know you're going to have a wonderful experience on the solstice with Meg on Mount Shasta. Wow, how powerful is that? So thanks for calling, Dagmar. Okay. Next, I am going to bring online. Oh, hang on a second. Vanya, I was going to bring you out of the switchboard. Were you busy? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes, I was just going to screen another call. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, you know what? Go back to work, and I'll pick you up when you're done with that, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that. I went and clicked before, and I just at the last second noticed that she was in the screening room with one of our listeners. Like, oops, I just yanked her out of time there. So let's talk while we're waiting for her to get out. Where did you go, Carol? There you are. Hang on a second. I'm going to open up your microphone, and as soon as that click takes, there we go. We got it spinning. Okay. Hi, Carol. How are you? You're on the air.
Hello, Ariel, and hello, Lavender, and hello, Meg.
Hi, Carol.
This is Carol from Wisconsin. Hi. And I was on the Starseed quest that we did that in, what time was I there? In October of this last year. And I want to really recommend to everybody Meg's sessions. And Meg, the one coming up for the Starseed activation, if you haven't done anything, that's going to be a great place to start, because I've been working with Meg, found out Meg through listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Lavender. And the time that I have spent with doing this and clearing has been amazing. Clearing things that I have not been able to clear with anybody else. So I really want to recommend anybody to either going to the retreat. Dagmar, I'll see you there because I'm going to. and I'm really excited because it's the first time Meg and I will be in the same place together.
Yes.
And also the six-week seminar for starting, I think that's a marvelous place to start with this. It's a great value, and the Wednesday night sessions as a membership are really, really invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really just want to have everybody know that I highly recommend you the same as Ariel does. And this is great.
Thank you so much. And Carol has turned me on to Andara crystals. So it's been a great exchange.
And I have two new ones, by the way, so we'll have some more fun on the next session.
I love it.
So, yeah. It
awesome.
However it works, and Lavender, when you did my solar return reading, my work with Meg has been part of that exactly. Mm-hmm. So you nailed it on the head when you did my solar reading when I was out there in Arkansas. So I thank you for that also. And, yes, I'm traveling. The same thing that you said in my solar return. and Lavender, I'll recommend Lavender and Ariel both for their readings also, because I did my original reading for the Starseed with Lavender, did a session with Ariel, and then I think I did another session recently with Ariel too, so I can highly recommend using them for any information also. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Carol. That was a great plug.
My gosh.
Thank you.
And we did not pay her to say any of that.
No.
That was from the heart, and thank you so much.
Yes.
And have a great year and have a great time at Mount Shasta this month.
I will.
Yes,
I will.
We
and
will.
Hey, if Lavender comes out with a group anytime, call me up because I would like to be there while Lavender and Megan are there together.
Wow.
That would be an exciting time.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, now Vanya is on her coffee break, so we're going to bring you on air. Hey, Vanya. Vanya is our switchboard host.
Hi, Vanya.
Hello, Meg. How are you?
I am so great. Good to meet you.
It's good to finally meet you as well. Lately, I've just been going through a huge shift in my life, and I have been doing your meditation. I was actually on your last Equinox meditation.
Oh,
I have a really quick question for you. Sometimes my energy shoots up really, really high, and I've noticed that on the last one when I was doing the meditation, I actually kind of got, displaced a little bit. Physically, I couldn't continue it because I was just so far gone. Is there any recommendations you have for dealing with leaving or going too far?
Yes. Yes. Excellent question, because this can happen. And we get into such an accelerated space that it is opening. When you're in a counterclockwise vortex, it's actually opening outwards. Clockwise vortex compresses in. So we're in this opening, right? It just keeps expanding and taking us to all dimensions where our soul exists. So it can feel, it can feel like displacement in the human part of us. Okay, so I'm going to tune in with you, Vanya. Let me just check too, how you're doing with the grounding? Because this is why we always start with locking our feet onto the crystal grid, onto the earth, before we start expanding, so that the physical body is staying put. And we're just opening out with our higher consciousness, our higher awareness, our more of the right brain, intuitive mind. Whew. Tune into your center point here between third and fourth chakra. So I'm getting to actually pull out a membrane of inspiration. And so these, we get these, they're like barriers, membranes that get in from the matrix. Okay, we're going to just, it's like if you can imagine it's going up the center of your body, Vanya. So you're just going to start to pull it out so that we can integrate left and right, up and down more easily. Ooh, here we go. So we're just, for everybody in the audience, we're just going to call up any membranes of separation, barriers of divisiveness or polarity. Oh, there we go. Now we got them moving. And spin them out. Keep letting it come out. It feels like it's caught in the throat chakra. Let's go there. Keep moving. Oh, coming out of the throat. All right, that's just actually started to open up your chakra pillar. Let's get more life force in there, more light in there. Ooh. We can open and expand where it's not tight. We're also going to reverse spin out any clockwise torque, any clockwise density, any clockwise time. So we're going to, again, use the right to left momentum of our anticlockwise spin. So we're using it to reverse out any energy from time, from the clockwise lockdown of the matrix. Ooh, there we go. Reverse that back out. And we're going back in time, all the way back. Ooh, so there, that pulls out some more energy. Ooh.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
definitely
felt. That's starting to open up. So I'm actually feeling energy now will be able to flow more easily up and down your channel, your chakra pillar. We want our feminine energies on our left side, masculine's on our right. And then it gets reversed in the brain, masculine brain on the right, feminine brain on the left. And so we want them to start to weave back and forth and integrate and blend and unite. And this way also lower self and higher self, you know, the human self and the higher self, the soul self, starting to then weave up and down, starting to bring all aspects of ourselves into harmony and oneness and wholeness so that you can expand
and still feel very much your core center. Let's go into that core center there, Vanya, and everybody, let's tune in to the center of gravity in our physical body is between our third and fourth chakras. So it's right above the navel. It's kind of in the upper belly there. And let's go in there, and we're going to run a golden figure eight up and down where the fulcrum points on that center, and then we're going to run it left and right where the fulcrum overlaps there on the center. Ooh, integrating masculine, feminine, yin, yang, and then upper self, lower self, higher self, lower self. And then as we start to run the figure eight, it pulls all our energy more concentrated into our center. And again, we've got that stillness there, the still pendulum. Ooh, at the center of our figure eight, nice and still, it's balanced. That's it. Ooh, I can feel that shifting. And we can even begin to extend our two figure eights circular, where they begin to actually rotate and spin in all directions and create a gyroscope in our center. Ooh, there we go. Now we're starting to integrate all aspects and all dimensions of our energy field to come into balance. Ooh, and integration and stillness. And that just helped Vanya's feet lock onto her grounding more. This is it. We want to stay very rooted in our belly, nice and centered, balanced, feet locked onto the earth, and then we can expand into the higher realms. Whew. So I think that will help her. We'll have to see how she does with that, Ariel.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, she's there. Okay, good, good.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, you need to be in your center of gravity so you don't actually get displaced out of the body.
Okay.
Yeah, like breathe into there, feel into there, be in your body there when you start to expand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't
do. That'll help. You're welcome.
Great. Thanks. Thanks so much, Meg. So,
sure.
Tanya, back to work.
Yep.
Okay. We have probably time for two more calls, and we are going to be talking to Rose and Randy in that order. So, first of all, let's get your mic opened for Rose. It's still spinning. Okay, it's open now. Welcome, Rose. You're on the air with Meg Benedict Day.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rose.
Yeah, hi. Glad to finally talk with you. I've gotten one of your sessions from the, I think it was a previous teleseminar, but and I really enjoy your work. But I wanted to ask because I've done quite a bit of clearing work and transmuting of some of the older, maybe even like past life karmic things that have come in, but I feel like I'm still not at the place where I feel I should, almost like I feel like I should be because of all the clearing work that I've done, and it feels kind of in a sense that I'm still at a standstill even though I know things are moving.
Okay. All right, let me check with your energy. And to just know, I pulled my first system out 20 years ago, and I'm still clearing, so don't feel bad if you're still clearing. Part of what I think has happened is we can only go as fast as what's happening on the planet. And so there's a timing to it. And so we are, in a sense, accelerating our evolution, our ascension in our own energy field, and then as every one of us is doing that, that starts to lift the planetary faster. And so we're working kind of in tandem. And because people ask me all the time, why am I not just ascended? And I go, well, because I'm working along with the planet. and so I'm still pulling stuff out. All right, so let me just tune into your center, connect with your soul presence, and we want to make sure that there's nothing that is holding you stuck or blocked.
Okay, so first thing I'm getting, we're going to go into the heart center here, Rose. The heart's the main hub that we need to open the heart fully up to rise into the 5D. The heart is 4D. Each of the chakras connects to one of the 12 dimensions. So the heart is 4D. As the heart opens, it opens the path up to the throat chakra to 5D, where we can then live in full integrity in the unity consciousness. The heart has so much wounding from past lives and this life that it does require some work. And so we're going to go in, and what I'm feeling is Divine Mother is stepping in. And so anyone who feels anywhere still the heart isn't fully open, the heart is still wounded, it's still healing, Divine Mother is going to place her hand on your heart. She puts her soft pink healing rays into the heart where there's any rawness, any hurt, any pain. Ooh, here comes in. Just let it soak in. Ooh, and as the healing rays go into the heart, let it lift up and out like oil on water. We're just going to lift out any of that painful energy, any of the wounding. We're just going to lift it and spin it up back to the light of source. Ooh, here we go. We're starting to get any emotional wounding coming up, anywhere where actually even the energy field had been fractured, fragmented, violated, abused. Okay, good, more. And then also, too, we're focusing on pulling up and out of the heart any old persecution energy. Many of us have been in past lives where we were persecuted for being starseeds. Start to pull that up as well. Good. Up and out of the emotional body. Whew. And we move this energy into source light. Starts to dissolve. Whew. And then we get the healing rays into the heart where that was, to heal and mend the chakra, to mend the heart center, to mend our emotional body, to mend our inner human self, our inner child. Woo, more going in, Rose, deep in. Just keep it, take it deep down inside your heart. You can even take it into the heart of the inner child. Woo, good. I feel because we've all been so disconnected from Source Creator. We're malnourished of this light, this love, this compassion, this nourishment. So let's just all breathe in the nourishment of Mother, Divine Mother, into anywhere we feel empty or lack or deprived, depleted, unloved. Ooh, good. Just let it soak in. We've been really, really disconnected from this beautiful love of Mother. Whew. Okay, and I'm feeling more pain rise out of the body, out of the cells, out of the chakras, out of the heart. Oh, we lift that into the light. Whew. In the areas that we're clearing, we bring more of our own soul's golden light in to fill in, and this is how we convert over. Whew. From a body that was our prison in duality to now being a sacred home for the soul to live in with the human self. Oh. And as we're bringing the light in, it's getting also, as it's going into your heart center, it's also getting into the starseed Merkaba. So this is into your light body. This is into, all the starseeds have very sophisticated light bodies. And so we're also bringing the light into our crystalline double tetrahedron, Merkaba. You start to get that with light filling as well. What's happening is we're in a decomposition of the 3D body template, which has all the hyper codes and aging and decay and disease. We're letting that purge out. You may have physical symptoms of that. I sure do, and it's not pleasant, but it's coming out. We're purging out the 3D body consciousness, the 3D body template, and we're replacing it with our 5D light body Merkaba. Does that make sense, Rose?
Yes, it does, completely, yes.
So we just let the old energetics drop out. You can let it drop down the channels of the legs, out the feet. You can let it come out of the joints. You can let it rise out of the skin. My skin's all blotchy. I can see it coming out. Like, just let it come out, rising out of the muscles, the tissues, the bone. We're clearing out time out of our physical biology. We're clearing out the decaying 3D body template. Oh, I can feel that moving. And keep it moving. Just keep it purging. So I do a lot of detox treatments. You can use movement, yoga, breath, walking in nature, everything and anything to keep it moving out. Soaking in sea salt or Epsom salts. Keep pulling out the old coding and old consciousness so we are igniting our crystalline light body now to replace it. So no, you're not stuck. It feels like you're just moving through the sludge. So don't get discouraged. I've been doing it for 20 years. Please, sometimes I think, when will this ever end? Well, really what happens is we just keep getting more light inside us. We keep crystallizing, and it's a gradual ascension.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't give up. Keep going.
Okay. Well, this also helps with finances.
With what?
With finances, it's like part of a moving forward, just moving out of the sludge, like you said.
So the heart is tied to how well we receive in this abundance coming from the quantum field down our channel, down our chakra pillar. And so we have to get these lower chakras open, and so that you can actually receive the energies coming down your channel that will source you. We're leaving behind the old 3D matrix, where we had to go out and use force and effort to make money. We're moving into the 5D New Earth paradigm, where we actually work with our energy vertically up and down, and we pull everything down into us, down our channel. So if you want income, you want money, you need to stop using your energy horizontally to go out and take it. Start shifting inwards and working vertically and bringing the money energy from the abundant quantum field down into your system, down into your heart, into your body, into your heart magnetism, into your energy field. It's a whole new way of operating. I teach a lot of courses on this. It's all counterintuitive. We have to actually unlearn how we were operating in the 3D and start to learn how the quantum field operates. And it's through the holographic right brain. It's through the movement of energy with our breath up and down our pillar. It's very different than what we used to. So get the heart open, then you can receive. The right brain is what we use to receive. So if you're living in the mind, in the thinking mind of the ego, you're not going to be able to receive. So this is where you want to get the right brain open, get it activated. This is part of what I'm teaching in the six-week class. You need to be able to use your right brain to visualize what you're pulling in and then receive it in. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a lot to learn, a lot of new operating system now.
Right, very different.
Very different, yeah.
So well,
stay out of
the, really, I'm sorry?
Just try to stay out of the thinking mind. That takes us into time. It takes us into 3D. It takes us into the matrix. The more we can be in the stillness, in the right brain, which is intuitive and multidimensional, then you're starting to work with the new energies.
Okay, all right. Sounds great. Yeah, thank you very, very much.
You're
really
so
appreciate.
Welcome.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Calling Judy, or Rose, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, next we're going to be talking to Randy.
Wow. Get
your mic open. Okay, hey, Randy. You're on.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Meg. Hi, ladies. Wow, what a rich call. you've covered so much already as far as clearings and experiences and opportunities and points of light to gleam on. And,
yes.
So let me share. Let's go with your guidance realms on connecting to what's best. And let me just share one of my experiences that I'm going through.
Okay.
2.5 years ago, I'm coming home from the diner thinking about girls and pie. And all of a sudden, there's a guy on my hood. Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. Completely unavoidable circumstance. High, drunk, all that stuff. Okay, so I've cleared, and I've been at peace with it for such a long time. I get a letter this week that he just got $100,000 out of my insurance. So all of a sudden, I'm back into the matrix of that to some extent. You know, I'm going to be okay with it. It's just, you know, but I'm angry, and I'm going to.
Yeah.
There's a whimsical nature to my anger too. I'm able to gleam on it a little bit, but at the same time, I still got to go through this stuff. It's the parasitic. Reptilian brain matrix that was attracted to my bright light for shining and being, you know, I was doing, anyway, that and where does it go with opening us up? There's opportunities to present. Unbelievable. I have to go through
that.
But it's an opportunity that I've learned to bless M fields. And, you know, I'm running violet prana through myself and blessing the M field of how of how the insurance company supports the lawyers, treating us the way they do. So really, I'm changing the world, but you know, it's kind of non-recognition work. And I feel it.
Well,
I feel energy more than ever in my body, and thank you for being you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me work with you on this because I'm encountering something as well with the group in New Zealand that's actually trying to shut down my business and take it. And it is where they are attracted to what we hold and what we broadcast, and they want it. And of course, it is coming from that parasitic consciousness. So what I've had to do, and I'm just going to connect with you, Randy, and help you do it as well. In front of us is our path of light going into the 5D hologram, into the new Earth. And so first you want to clear all of this off your path of light. So we're going to just use the vortex and start to spin it from right to left, move it off to the left, move it back into the matrix where it lives. And, yes, move it off your own timeline, off your path of light. Whew, and out of your orbit. There we go. Suck it right out. And let it return to where it lives in the 3D hologram, in the matrix. Whew, and now we're starting to release all the energetics that it was trying to project onto you. Let those spin away as well, all that negativity. Whew, and false accusations and all of that. We're just getting it out. Oh, and any attachment cords that may have hooked into you, let's start to also reverse those out. Any feeder lines. All right, good. There they go. So that you are now standing in your freedom, in the pillar of light that is source, that is love, in the new earth, in the 5D hologram. There you go. It's like you're in your own Star Trek beam. You're in the pillar. We also contain our aura with crystalline shields, like it's a dodecahedron crystal orb. Let's get that nice and strong around your outer boundary so you're not having any access to the astral plane. Good. And that dodecahedron crystal orb, it connects with our feet onto Earth's crystal grid, so it moves with you wherever you go. We're still reversing out some energies. And let's start to lift out the anger. Let's just start to lift out anywhere it can hook into you. It'll use the anger. So let's bring the violet ray of mercy and forgiveness. Yes, you're just, yes, transmuting the anger. Good, Randy. Going into neutral detachment. And just observing their game. But you're now in another hologram. Good, good, good. There you go. You're bridging fully. Moving into the bridge of light, into the 5D hologram. You're leaving that world behind you, pulling out of the dark web. And you let the lawyers take care of it. That's what I've had to do. I stay out of it.
Thanks for sharing some of those points to gleam on about the mountain, because, I mean, of all the things that I'm going to pay attention to in the world around me, I've been one with the mountain and the waterfall and this, and the fairy realms for a long time. And those choices amongst these other things that present. Thanks for being you.
Thank you. So hold the vision as well of all coming into resolution. For the highest, greatest good. Yeah.
I'm so fortunate that I was able to present everyone with this opportunity.
Yes. Yes. A lot of people can encounter this kind of stuff. We just call it counterforce, but it is where the matrix tries to hold on. And we need to be as detached from it and neutral and living in the new hologram. Whew. Yeah, there we go. It's really anchoring in around you. It's spinning into you right now. Taking
absolutely
hold.
Absolutely sensational and beautiful experience of me and me. Thanks for your time.
Yay. You're welcome, Randy.
Thanks for calling, Randy. Bye-bye. Okay, well, I think we actually can fit in just one more before we are out of time.
Okay.
So we are next going to talk to Judy. Hi, Judy. You're on the air.
Hey, hello. Thank you
Hi,
for
Judy.
Taking my call. Hi, Meg. See, I was wondering on the, you always have us going counterclockwise.
Yes.
Is there ever a situation or instance or when you want to go clockwise?
Only if you want to stay in duality. In duality, the left brain goes clockwise, the right brain goes counterclockwise. So I found that when I first started out, that was what kept trying to happen, right? You know, I kept trying to do the dual. And finally, the masters are like, why are you doing that? You need to stop that. You're going into singularity now. You're going into that still point we're talking about inside. And so you're going to move back into the natural rhythm of our universe. Everything spins counterclockwise in our universe except us. And so I now only spin in the singular counterclockwise rhythm, getting back into the rhythm of how our planet is, you know, where the sun rises and falls, you know, all of it. And no, I no longer use clockwise at all. What it's doing is it's actually compressing and creating density inside us, and it brings time into the body energetics. So I don't use it anymore. And you don't need to, because what's happening is we are evolving beyond having to use gravity to form our physical body. And that's what it does. It creates particles of energy that create our physical body. We're evolving beyond having to use compression, gravity, to create material world, create the physical body. We're moving into using our consciousness through photon light coming into our brain, into our body, to now use light consciousness to form our physical body and our physical world. So we're evolving beyond needing clockwise gravitational force anymore.
Wow. Thank you for explaining that. It's been one of questions bothering me for such a long time.
Sure, and you will still hear teachers out there doing the dual spin. And just know that they're still living, working, and you know, creating in duality. Eventually, I think this will catch on. Of course, it's a little bit ahead of time, but it is definitely going into the 5D spin, which is counterclockwise.
Okay. I've been trying to, I've been doing a lot of clearing and since January, very consistent, but I still always have a problem not knowing where my direction is. Could you take a look at me and see where I'm blocked?
Okay, and what I'd like to also share with everyone is as we are leaving behind living in our thinking mind, we're starting to now just pay attention to how energy feels and how energy flows. And is it matching our energy signature, our soul signature? And that's how I live now. I don't make any decisions from the thinking mind. I tune in and I feel where the energy is flowing and where it has stopped flowing. And so, for example, this happened very recently. This past year, I put together a healing center in Mount Shasta, and then on 1st of May, the city decided to close the street in front of it and rip it up. And so all of a sudden, the energy was dead in my healing center, and we had no customers all of May. And so I realized, oh, my God, I have to now move. And we literally moved in a week. And so as I had to follow where the energy was pulling me, where the energy was alive and vital and flowing, and leave where the energy went dead. So this would be my guidance to everyone and to you as well, is to you got to now no longer use that thinking mind. You have to untrain yourself from using the thinking mind and start to follow where your energy is pulling you, where your energy is flowing. Okay? So, okay, now let me just tune into your chakra pillar. And when I talk about where's your energy flowing, it's got to be flowing in our chakra pillar. It needs to be like a stream constantly flowing in from your soul, from source, from the abundant universe. This is how we replenish ourselves now, as we bring the stream of light down into our chakra pillar. And so let me tune in here with you, heart, solar plexus area. And we're going to just move any kind of barriers or blockages. A lot of times I'll find like energetic ceilings in the chakra pillar. This has, of course, been built up over multiple lifetimes, being in the matrix. Okay, here we go. We're starting to get something coming out of your solar plexus area. And we just begin to lift it up kind of like oil on water. Just let any density, it feels like it's actually outside external will pushing in on you, and this can happen. It's very common where other people's egos try to control us, and they try to force us to their agenda, and they push their will in on us. And so let's just focus in on your belly and to your solar plexus. That's your power center. That's your will center. So we're going to start to move out any energy that doesn't match your soul signature. Oof, we reverse spin it out. Ooh, there it goes. Yep, you got some stuff in here. Ooh. And move your own soul light in. Move your own divine will into the solar plexus, into the gut, into the belly. Yes, it's gold light. Ooh, more coming out. And this is where, this is 5D issues. This is where we learn how to really be in integrity with what we say, what we think, what we do, our behavior, how we act, our decisions, our choices. They all have to be aligned with our soul truth, our soul's will, our divine will. And then you can start to live in freedom. So we're moving out ego will and other people's will, other people's control out of our system. Whew, still more coming off the front solar plexus. So when this is showing up, it means you're going to need to get stronger with your boundaries, stronger with also not feeling controlled by others, trying to please others. This is where it's starting to tune in. Okay, what do I feel? What is my truth? What is aligned with my higher self? And take actions on that instead. Does that make sense?
It so describes my home situation.
Okay, there you go.
You're right on.
Okay, so let's get that nice, strong container of light, your orb of light around your outer boundary, because they're pushing in on you. Whew. Get a nice, good air. Those are your shields. They need to be strong, like a fortress around you. So anyone who is actually behaving inappropriately and pushing their energy in on your private space, you hold firm here. Whew. Yes, good. That's grounding at your feet on your platform, holding the boundaries in place, holding the orb, the container in place. You're not doing this to harm anyone. You're actually doing this to contain your own light body inside, to contain your soul presence inside. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. They're trying to push on you. They're actually dysfunctional. They're behaving inappropriately. They're actually in violation of the law of one. So hold strong. And then when we're able to get our own soul's divine will strong in our core, then you'll know what your calling is. Then you'll know, you'll feel it. It'll motivate you. It'll give you inner drive. You'll be able to follow your inner feelings to know what is your soul purpose, your soul's work, your service to the world. Right now you're just feeling other people's control.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time. This is a biggie. I had to learn this one. Tell me. Most of the star seeds came into families that were dysfunctional, to say the least. So we have to learn this. The boundaries is big.
Okay.
Yeah. And go ahead.
And thank you for putting your website up and being on YouTube and
your
avatar and Ariel. Oh, really, it's such a resource that I can tap into to
Excellent.
Make myself stronger, and I so appreciate it all.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My call.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Those are good questions. Ooh, those are good ones.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that we've had a pretty good assortment of things that apply to everyone, really.
Yes,
and
yeah, that's good.
That's all we have time for on this show, but I do encourage the people that didn't get a chance to get on this evening, check out Meg's websites. There is it's so rich in content and value, all kinds of things, books, CDs, the teleseminars, the teleclasses, the weekly radio. You tell it all. You know it better than I do.
I know. You did a good listing. That was great.
Well, Meg's website is newearthcentral.com, and the website for, and it's a separate website for the Healing Center, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Is Mount Shasta Quantum Healing Center.com. And the Mount Shasta Solstice Retreat, June 19th through June 22nd. You still have registration open and available?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Spots are open. And also, too, I wanted to share with everyone, Ariel, that if they want to join my email list at newearthcentral.com, actually either website, when you sign up, you'll receive a free download to work with the Quantum Vortex technique, and there's a free ebook on how, just more tips on how to raise your frequency. So those are great to get started with as well.
Well, on behalf of the whole planet, we so appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
We really are happy that you chose to be with us at this time on this planet. And just before I sign off, Lavendar, do you have anything to add?
I'm twirling. I'm in the vortex.
Are you twirling counterclockwise?
Yeah, counterclockwise. I'm doing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you both of you for having me on your show. It's always a delight, and I love connecting with you like this. And thank you again also for your support. You've always been so supportive, so I'm just very blessed to have met you as well.
Well, with the high caliber and quality of work that you do, we're privileged to be able to give you any support that we can.
Thank you so much.
We do want you to come back after your retreat and tell us how it was and all the wonders that are yet to unfold.
Perfect. I'd love to. Thank you for the invite.
Great. Thank you so much. This is Meg Benedicte of New Earth Central, and we would like to thank all of you for calling in, for listening, and please, I can't recommend strongly enough that you go and take a look at everything that Meg has to offer on her website. So on behalf of all of us here at Starseed Radio Academy, for Lavendar, Anastasia, Vanya, Fiona, Claudia, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.